Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch, but what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOA News Time, 8:32. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today. Emporia Public Library Director Pauline Stachini is joining us here on the Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line today.
Pauline, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am convalescing. How are you?
You are convalescing?
Yeah.
Typically, that's not said in the best of circumstances here.
Oh,
everything okay?
I think it's just your run-of-the-mill winter bug.
Oh. That's not good.
That is not good. Well, we're glad that you're spending some time with us here today.
Yes, I'm happy to, always.
And we've got a couple of big things to talk about, specifically, I guess, the recent rollout of the Kansas Authors Program.
Yes, we have just launched a brand new Kansas Authors Collection. I think one of the things that's really important about Emporia, or the way that people like to visit literature, is they're very interested in things that have a local tie, whether that means the authors from Emporia, the story takes place in Emporia, or really throughout Kansas at large. So we've pulled together the books that we already have by Kansas authors and are starting to kind of grow that collection a little bit more.
So do we have a pretty good selection to choose from as of right now?
Well, it's a budding collection.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
So a lot of our Kansas Notable books are getting moved into that area because Kansas Notable books kind of use that same criteria for their collection. So we've got some books and stories that we already know about, but we also get approached a lot by local authors who are published who want to know if we would add their book to our collection. And so we have a review process, just like anything that goes into our collection. And then if it meets it, you may find your book on our shelf.
So what is part of that review process? And I guess, are there certain kinds of books that you're looking for to add, at least initially, to that? Or basically, if it's a Kansas author then and it's submitted to you, then it's automatically going to get through that review process?
So not everything automatically makes it through the review process. And part of that review process, I'll start with the lowest barrier, which is it an item that we can check out and check back in without disintegrating, without being used up, or that can be checked out to multiple people? So anything spiral bound or anything that's like a coloring book is going to be a little bit harder for us to have as part of our collection. And then other considerations that we have are, is it of interest to our community? Does it represent a viewpoint that we don't have somewhere else? Is it a new item that was published? And then I guess you can review all of our collection development policy on our website. That tells you a little bit about how we build it.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense there. How long has this kind of been on the radar before the rollout here earlier this month?
Well, it's something that we have been talking about internally. Oh, man, I'm going to say at least 9 months. You know, we want to be really strategic when we start new things by making sure we've really done that analysis of how are people using our collection now? What are people telling us is important to them? What are things that we think are going to enhance people's experience of the library? And then can we design a special tag to go on the side so that people know this is our Kansas Authors Collection?
Speaking of that, does this mean that the books are where they have been in the library, kind of scattered across the library, I would assume, based on the authors, and there's like special designation on the books? Or is this a kind of a newly created area of the library where this is where you're going to find everybody?
Both,
okay.
Yeah, yes.
So we've got a great spine label sticker with a sunflower, you know, very Kansas. And then we've also cleared a section where we're going to start growing that collection.
Public Library Director Pauline Stachini joining us talking about the Kansas Authors Collection, which was recently unveiled. And, you know, speaking of Kansas authors, we could actually, you know, preview the upcoming author reception, which is going to be presented by Emporia High School students next week.
Yeah, we have had such a wonderful time connecting with one of the creative writing teachers at Emporia High School, and his students have gotten so excited about that process of, you know, writing stories or writing fiction that they really appreciated the opportunity when we had this same event in May to showcase their literature to their families and to the community. And in fact, the creative writing program has gotten so popular at Emporia High School, I hear they've added additional classes for those students. So more writers being grown every day here at Emporia.
That's good to hear. Emporia Public Library Director Pauline Stachini with us here on our Newsmaker 2 program, talking about Kansas authors and something new be happening at the Emporia Public Library. What else is going on here through the end of the year, Pauline?
Oh, through the end of the year.
Which is just about here.
I have to shift gears because I'm already working on the newsletter for January and February.
Oh, wow. You're working way ahead.
So I'm in my 2024 programs, yeah.
Nice.
Well, between now and the rest of the year, I think the author reception, which is going to be this Sunday at 1 p.m., is going to be a fun one. Our holiday cookie decorating at 4 p.m. on Thursday, December 21st should be a good thing to stop into. And then I'll say, last but not least, we've got our Movie Friday on the last Friday of the year, December 29.
Awesome. I do have to ask how Breakfast with Santa went here just about a week and a half ago, because there was a line of folks waiting on a fairly chilly morning to get into the library before you opened up at 9 o'clock that morning.
You know, this was only my second Breakfast with Santa, but it felt like more controlled chaos.
Great.
Which means people are having fun. But it was a really great way to get the community engaged. I'm going to say we didn't have too many lines forming. It was a well-timed, steady stream. I don't know if the temperature helped with that. I don't know if it was that frightening mist, but people kind of were able to come and didn't have to wait too long to see Santa or too long for breakfast. And then on a personal note, my son ate a whole banana at Breakfast with Santa.
Hey,
so that was
go.
A miracle unto
wow.
itself.
Hey, there
it
you go.
It was a Christmas miracle.
Awesome. Well, Pauline, anything else that you wanted to add either about what is coming up here this, you know, end of the year? What else maybe with the author's collection or what may be coming down the pike to flip over the calendar, get us into 24?
Ooh, I think we're going to be sending out little descriptions of some new programs in 2024, as well as some updated programs that we've offered in the past. 2024 is going to be another year where we want to hear what are people looking for when they come to the library? How can we meet that need, or how can we connect them to that service in Emporia? So I think this is just going to be one big teaser of stay tuned.
Stay tuned. So what is on the Pauline Zucchini Emporia Public Library list to Santa?
Oh, the Emporia Public Library list to Santa? Well, I have to get my assistant director on board, but I really think we should add a slide from the second floor to the first floor. A toboggan through the atrium. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun.
You might need zoning approval for that, though.
Maybe.
But we can all dream, right?
That's right. Always got to dream big.
Outstanding. Well, Pauline, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck with the new author's collection and getting some more submissions to add that out and flesh that out. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a good holiday.
Yeah, Merry
you
Christmas.
Too.
Pauline Stachini, Emporia Public Library Director, on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning.
Okay. Well, I want to let you know that after the ESU Buzz tomorrow morning at 8:20, we'll be talking about Emporia Imaginarium class openings with Melanie Curtis for the Newsmaker 2 spot at 8:40 Thursday. We have What's in Outdoors coming up at 8:20 Friday morning. And speaking of Friday, we do have our Newsmaker slotted now for Friday morning, so that basically fills the entire Newsmaker slate. David Traylor Zoo Director Lisa Keith will be talking about construction, but also a few animal normal updates getting into the holidays. So our morning show schedule is now officially full here on KVOE.
For the remainder of the week, KVOE Live and Local, our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning, brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today. Pete Euler, State Farm Insurance. It is 8:42. Good morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House expected a vote on a resolution authorizing an impeachment inquiry into President